two buckets in a row for him. 10-8. Hamilton with it. He puts up a three with that left hand, and that one is good. So the Bulls answer with a three of their own. Clock winding down, 10 seconds. Three-point attempt is good for Jarrell. I mean, that's number two from three for him this evening. Hamilton.
Yeah, so some calls from our very own Andy Baker, and some good ones at that, too. You know, that game was very back and forth. A lot of couple of big-time runs. And a couple of really nice spurts of offense, and then some electric play from Michael Mulder, who's got 15 points on the night. So let's get down to the summation of everything. Second half, what do you guys want to see? We'll start with you, Andrew. What do you want to see from the Windy City Bulls in that second half?
Just tying down on defense and stay out of foul trouble, which they've done so far. I mean, only committing 9 fouls, that's not too bad for a half. Or no, 8 fouls. Excuse me, I was looking at the swarm. So, yeah, just stay out of foul trouble, start keep making your shots, and just stay smart.
Yeah, all right. And Chuck, we'll send it down to you. What do you want to see from the Windy City Bulls trying to contain this swarm offense? What do you want to see from them?
Well, if there's anything I'd like to see from them, I'd like to see something like take away from the negative game where they played about a week ago against like the Knicks. But in this case, the Swarm, remember, they were struggling against perimeter defense when they were trying to score on offense. In this game on defense, the Bulls only got 1 block so far. I just try to say tweak it a little bit more on the defense and just continue to crash those rebounds. And then take advantage of the turnovers that the Swarm is surrendering. So far it's 6-3, so it's a +3 for the Windy City Bulls in that regard.
Yeah, so I really like what you said. The turnovers have definitely plagued the Bulls this season. They've taken some tough shots that have really cost them a lot of good opportunities, and they've also really had trouble in certain halves and in certain quarters, especially third and fourth quarter. You know, noticeably, they've struggled with turnovers and with scoring down in the stretch. So you'd like to see the Windy City Bulls kind of put the pedal to the metal in this third quarter and put this one away, because they have had trouble. And their biggest pitfall in these last three or so games has been closing teams out and shutting
definitely
the door.
And I think for the Windy City Bulls, when you look at them overall, I mean, what better way to end your season is with some home cooking? Because they're .500, got a chance to go out with a winning home record for the year. But when you look back on the road, 3 games under .500.
Yeah, I think the one player that I really want to step up and see a lot of good things from, I want to see Alex Hamilton continue to dictate the tempo. He's really done such a fantastic job of pushing the pace, getting the ball out, 10 points and 10 assists. So he's really managed his own shots, created a lot of offense for this Bulls team. And he's played some good defense on a very tough matchup. Cat Barber on the other end, 3-for-5 from three. He's had 10 points and 6 assists. So Cat Barber is another one of those guys that the Windy City Bulls are really going to have to look at and really try to contain.
And I'll give you one more guy to add to that. Even though congratulations are in order going over to the Chicago Bulls, Jalen Johnson, what a way to send yourself out on top of those, getting a little bit more points. He's only got 5 points in this first half.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I think that it would be nice to see Jalen Johnson really put an exclamation point on this season. I feel like he's done such a fantastic job all the way around, but also, I want to see him really step up and perform and play play the way that we know that he can. And I think we will see a Bulls victory regarding that. But we are ready to send it down courtside to Andy Baker, Lydia Bylas, and that guy with the beard, Kevin Palmer. Yes, my man. All right, guys, take it away.
Thanks, Reed. Thanks to all you guys who have done the pre-game and halftime show all year. But I'm back here courtside with Lydia Bylas and Kevin Palmer. It's me, Andy Baker. We got ourselves a 52-48 score here at halftime as we get ready to start the second half. You were telling me something interesting, Kevin. So Damian Wilkins is the nephew on the Swarm roster, is the nephew of Dominique Wilkins and the son of Gerald Wilkins.
Yep,
that's pretty wild.
It is wild. He was over here teasing us earlier during halftime saying he knows nothing about any of those two, so it was kind of cool with him.
It's what you call a connection to history and a good bloodline.
I just think he was trying to keep it on the DL. But.
Yeah, maybe. I would think a lot of people would. They don't want to get because of the name.
He's having a heck of a game anyway with 12 points and five rebounds here, so he's doing pretty well for himself.
Yes, he is, as we get back to the action here. Starting the second half in the third quarter, it's Harris with the ball for the Bulls, who are now moving left to right from our vantage point here at center court. Right to left for the Swarm. A little short there was Hamilton, but he gets his own board, kicks it out to C.J. Fair, who's just a little off from three.
That was a nice look, though, by C.J. Fair. It just didn't drop.
It would have been a good one.
Yes, sir. I would take that. Even I would take that shot. It was that wide open. Barber feeds it to Wilkins, who floats it inside to Mango Mathiang, who gets himself a nice left-handed lay-in. 52-50 Windy City. Hamilton with the ball, taking it baseline. Near side three from
Mark Mulder. Mark Mulder.
Not Mark Mulder.
Not
that guy used to pitch.
Yeah, for the
Michael
A's.
Michael Mulder. Yeah, Wilkins finds Cat Barber near side behind the three-point line. Back to Wilkins. Wilkins in the corner for three.
That was missed.
Was Dawson just a little off. Back come the Bulls quickly.
Nice.
Eddie laying it in to finish
little soft
the breakout.
Drop off the backboard there. Nice shot by Eddie.
It was.
54-50 Windy City. It's Wilkins just crossing the timeline. Gives it back to Barber. Over to Wilkins. Back to Barber. Are they just playing catch, or are we going to do something here?
Keep away.
All right, so 5 seconds to shoot. Barber's going to have to take it. He gets it to Dawson. Wilkins, and they're not going to get a shot off before the buzzer. And that's going to be a 24-second shot clock violation. Ball to Windy City.
That was good defense by the Windy City Bulls to contain them down there and get a shot clock violation. Good job by Windy City.
It was excellent defense there by Windy City as Hamilton has it for Windy City. Finds Harris fighting his way against Mango Mathiang inside, and he's not going to get that lay-in to go. It's Wilkins bringing it back for the Swarm. Finds Thompson with the floater. It's good. Quickly the other way for the Bulls. It's Harris finding Mulder. Mulder finds Hamilton. Hamilton against Barber. Hamilton drives. Back to Mulder. That's going to be a three-pointer. Wow. Misses everything, but finds Tyler Harris.
Tyler Harris has to finish it on that end.
Missed that one there. Down low, it's Mango Mathiang with the right-handed lay-in that is good. 54.
Even Stevens again.
All is the score here. Just about 9:15 to go here, quarter number three at the Sears Center. It's the last game of the year between the Windy City Bulls and the Greensboro Swarm.
But I think they might be having fun tonight.
Nice move by Alex Hamilton there.
That was a nice spin move, and he picked up the foul. Exactly 9 minutes to go here in quarter number three. That's going to be the third foul on Cat Barber and the first for Greensboro here in the third quarter. Hamilton will take the two shots for Windy City. Hamilton has played well tonight, guys. I've been really impressed with the speed.
Extremely well in the first half. He was, scored 10 points, and Mulder 15.
He's part of the reason why they're still in this basketball game.
Oh, definitely.
With his energy and his way of finding people to get the assist to put the basket in the ball.
Yeah, really filling in for guys like Blakeney and Archie Diacono, who are getting some time up
with the big
club. It's Cat Barber who's finding Mango Mathiang just outside the three-point line. Barber back to Mathiang, driving, whistle.
Ouch.
The bucket is good and one. So that they're going to say no, and there looks like there's going to be another technical foul. And it's a double technical foul. Michael Mulder.
Little words being tossed between
and Mango Mathiang.
Mathiang.
Splitting fouls with each other, and the ball will go to Windy City.
We are in an arena. We can set up a wrestling ring in the middle and have a brawl.
Oy.
We sure could. 56-54 Windy City, 8:34 to go here, quarter number three.
Nice.
Yes.
Ooh,
play in is good.
Tyler Harris has played well down low tonight, guys.
And guess who it was? Alex
Hamilton.
Barber to Wilkins. Wilkins near to us, finds Barber. Thought about a three, takes it to the, down the lane. And another basket, and this one will count, and one. And that's going to be C.J. Farrah picking up his second.
I would just like to see
first
a game,
on the Bulls.
A one-on-one game between Cat Barber and Alex Hamilton. These two have been putting
it
on a show here tonight, so it's been a good game to watch.
That would be a great game. And then Cat Barber does hit the free throw, completing the three-point play, 58-57. Windy City on top. Driving win with the right hand. It's Michael Mulder. As this quick pace continues, 60-57 Windy City. Wilkins has it coming the other way for the Swarm. I keep wanting to say the Hornets, but it's the Swarm. When the colors are the same, it's hard.
Definitely.
Mango Mathiang double teamed. Double teamed with it. Falling away is Wilkins, and he knocks that one down with 7.5 to go here in quarter number three. 60-59, Bulls up one.
Each team has been matching one another with shots. Bulls come down, hit a shot. Greensboro come down and hit their shot.
Yeah, hey, I mean, these guys are playing well. Three from the corner is
kaboom, Jarrell Eddy.
Beautiful.
You said it, Kev. Kaboom on the three there for Jarrell Eddy. That's actually, I believe, the third three he's knocked down this evening.
I think so.
It's got to be the shoes, guys. It's got to be the shoes.
You know what? It probably is.
Wilkins driving baseline and finding Sam Thompson, who's just a little long there on the three. Rebounded by Windy City. Harris taking it the other way, driving the lane and laying it in with the left hand. So we're going to have a timeout on the floor. This one called by the Swarm. And we'll be right back here at SportsTownChicago.com. It's Windy City Bulls basketball.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey.
Leg out.
Gotta love you some TI as we bring you back to the Sears Center. I'm Andy Baker along with Lydia Bylis and Kevin Palmer and my fine producer, Chris Rouse. We're here in a 65-59 Windy City lead here with just under 7 minutes to go in quarter number three. Right now, pretty even game, guys. You're looking at Windy City shooting 44% from the field, 42% for Greensboro. And Bulls with the lead in three-point percentage, 44% to Greensboro's 35. So pretty decent shooting early. As Cat Barber drives in, I thought that was a travel, but hey, it's a block. And we're going to have a tie-up and a jump ball is called.
Mango over there is a pretty aggressive guy.
Yes, Matthew, he is.
Mulder and Mathiang were tied up there. And we have a jump ball. It's going to be between Mulder and Mathieu. 16 to shoot. Here it goes.
It's a big height advantage here.
That's Mathieu, what I was just about thinking.
6'10", Mulder's 6'5", so.
It's definitely not what you called fair, but the Bulls win the tip. And Jarrell Eddy has it coming up the floor. Just under 20 seconds on the shot clock. 6.5 to go in quarter number three. Johnson has it. He'll drive, take it back out. Finds Hamilton right in front of us here. Hamilton drives, finds Johnson. He's double-teamed down low, but he says, I'm going to fight it up anyway.
That was a great one. That was a good one.
It's good.
He muscled it up there.
Yes, he did. He used all the muscle in his body. Wilkins bringing it back for the Swarm. Finding Dawson, driving. Gives to Thompson, who lays it in with just under 6 to go here in quarter number three.
Alex lost the ball.
67-61, Windy City on top. Bulls keep possession. It's Eddie with it right in front of us. Finds Hamilton again. Hamilton with a nice behind-the-back pass. And it's Mulder finding C.J. Farrah straight on three as the shot clock
nice
started to expire. But an offensive board by Harris on the miss. Hamilton thinking. Down low to Harris against Mathieu. 5 on the shot clock. Spin move. Right hand lay-in. No good. Rebounded by Wilkins. Wilkins bringing it back with little hops as he dribbles.
That's
there.
What I saw.
And Barber a little long on that three. Out of bounds, we have a whistle. It's going to be a loose ball foul on Alex Hamilton. His second and the second on the Bulls here in this year, our third quarter. 14 left on the shot clock for the Swarm, who will inbound. Another technical foul. We've had quite a few this evening, and this one's going against Mingo Mathieu.
He's been ejected.
That is his second of the evening, and he's going to take his seats and go to, actually, he'll be going to the locker. More than taking a seat, he'll be going to the locker room as Jarrell Eddy will be shooting our technical free throw.
Well, guys, that's huge for the Windy City Bulls. They have the big body is out of the middle now for Greensboro.
Definitely.
And it'll give the Bulls some room down in the post to do some moves.
Absolutely, Kevin. Is number Carrington Woods going to get to get some time back on the court? He'll be taking
Brandon
Mulder's place. Excuse me, Brandon Wood, not Carrington Ward. Both W's. Cat Barber's going to get the inbound opportunity for Swarm. Finding LG Guild, who is going to be taking the place of Mangle Mathieu, I would think, for the rest of the evening. A little short there on a three for Dawson, but offensive rebound. Thompson, Barber. Barber drives, puts it up with his right
nice.
Hand, lays it in.
Ooh,
with the
Barber.
Shot clock winding down. 68-63 Windy City, 4:40 to go here in the third quarter. It's Hamilton with it for the Bulls. Down low, finds Harris who gets
and
the lay-in.
Sweet.
That's a score and one more.
Tyler Harris has been very aggressive this second half of the game. He's been driving to the hoop, drawing fouls, getting nice baskets.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, 12 points in the game for him so far. It's been an excellent game. And he's going to get a chance at one more as he goes to the line here for the free throw.
What was it?
Excuse me, I was off on... It's actually 15 so far for Harris.
Way to go, man. You got to make your free throws. That's how you stay in the lead and keep a lead.
Wilkins drops it back to Barber, who's crossing it over both ways. Finds Thompson with his left-hand dribble to Dawson, thinking about it. Finds Thompson back to Dawson. Finds Barber for three. And as the clock expired, he knocks down another three. Just two. He might have his foot on the line.
No, it was a three.
Oh, it was. Yep. Was a three. 71-66 Windy City.
That was a nice touch by Cat Barber there.
Yeah, it was excellent. He's done well tonight.
34% from three for the Swarm so far this evening. With that bucket, it's 73-66 Windy City. 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. Cat Barber dribbling out on the Windy City logo. Taking it himself, finds Wilkins, who puts up a three of his own.
And just denied, a little off.
Could have been a big second straight three there for the Swarm, as the Bulls have it. Taking it back the other way. It's a little blocked off by the referee, but that's going to be CJ Fair with that lay-in, making it 75-66. Windy City up nine as we have a timeout on the floor, and we will head to break. 75-66, Windy City Bulls up on Greensboro. This is Windy City Bulls basketball on sports.chicago.com.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
And back here at the Sears Center, Andy Baker along with Lydia Bylas and Kevin Palmer. What a game we've had here so far, guys. Oh, wait, and don't let me forget, the man on the ones and twos, Chris Rouse. But we had an ejection, two technical fouls called for Mango Mathiang, the Louisville product there on the Swarm. And he leaves with 12 points. That'll be the end of his night. But more importantly, we have Alex Hamilton, who's approaching the triple-double mark. 14 points, 15 assists, 7 boards, so 3 more rebounds. And we're going to have ourselves a triple-double here for Windy City.
Oh, definitely. I could have seen that happening.
Yeah, that'll be nice. LG Gill will be taking Matthew's spot for likely the remainder of the game, as Cat Barber tried to wing it across court, but we got a little tip there by Drill Eddie. It'll stick with the Swarm, as Luke Petrasik is back, number 18 for Swarm. He plays a nice role as both a shooter and an inside scorer. Huff getting a chance to see some time. Cole Huff, number 13 for the Swarm, who see a drive from Cat Barber, who is rejected by CJ Fair. That one's out of bounds. 1.2 to shoot.
Good job there by CJ Fair to get down by end of the post and strip that ball from Barber. It was a good read on his half.
Yeah, this is going to be after a real quick play setup here with only 1.2 to shoot. Barber floating into Petrasik, and there was a whistle before the play even really started. It's going to be the first one on Drill Eddie, and the team's third. So that'll reset the shot clock to 14. The shot clock troubles go away, disappear for the Swarm. Cat Barber has it. Over to Petrasik. Drives with his left hand. The floater, a whistle. And that's going to be an offensive foul. It's going to go back the other way. That one's going to be charged to Petrasik, who just entered the game. That'll be his first. And it'll be Bulls ball. 2:48 to go here. Quarter number three. 9-point lead for Windy City, 75-66. And it's going to be Brandon Wood finding Jalen Johnson. Spin move. Back to Drell Eddie. Puts up a short jumper, about a 15-footer there. Knocks it down.
Good
double digits, 77-66, Windy City on top, 2:25 to go here in quarter number three. As we have a whistle down low, it was Gill going up with it.
Looks like C.J. Fair got him.
I think so.
The basket will count and the foul will be called on C.J. Fair. Gill will get one more at the line for the Swarm. That's going to be team foul number four against Windy City. Three-point play completed there for Gill. Swarm are going to need as many of those as they can get, guys, to get back in this game. Johnson driving all by himself with the right hand. A little off on the lane. And it's Cat Barber bringing it back the other way just as quickly. And he is rejected but gets the ball back. Three-point attempt just off. And it's going to, they're going to call it out of bounds. It'll be back to Windy City with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kevin, how do you like what you've seen so far here in second half?
I'm loving the aggressiveness by the Windy City Bulls. They're bringing the ball, pushing the ball down. They're playing a lot better than they did in the first half.
Oh, yes.
They've gone on a 6-0 run, a 5-0 run, and they're just playing a little more intensity. I think they're having fun out there.
Oh, definitely. They're definitely enjoying themselves on the court.
Oh, yeah. We see Jalen Johnson with it down low. Tried to find Ward for the little alley-oop there, but just a little off.
Not there.
It's going to go back to the Swarm. Under 2 minutes to go here. Quarter number three, Cat Barber with it for the Swarm. Again tonight wearing their road blacks with the turquoise piping as he takes the jumper, about a 20-footer, just a little off. Rebounded by Windy City. It's Wood with it. Wood just outside the three-point line. And now about a 28-footer, just a little short. Rebounded by Petrusik for the Swarm. Finds Cat Barber. Cat Barber down low to Petrusik. Gets a nice bucket there. A couple of points for Luke Petrusik. He's played well tonight for Greensboro. Those of you who have never been to Greensboro, North Carolina, it is a beautiful place. Nestled in the mountains of Western North Carolina. These guys must enjoy their life down there. It's a beautiful place to live. Cat Barber with a spin move. Oh, boy. That was a nice play there. He took a hard fall there as he drew some contact. There's going to be a Bulls foul on. It's going to be against Wood. And that will put the Bulls in the penalty. With a six-point lead, 77-71 here over the Swarm with 40 seconds to go here in quarter number three. First free throw by Cat Barber is down, and Michael Mulder getting some time back in the game for Windy City.
Looks like he's coming in for Jarrell Eddy. Eddy is having a great game, 17 points.
Needed a little break.
Yes, he does. He deserves a rest. As Barber knocked down both free throws, so 77-73. Windy City, 33 seconds exactly to go here in quarter number three. Here's a timeout on the floor, but we're going to keep it right here at the Sears Center. So, guys, 33 seconds to go here. Third quarter. We got a good one. 77-73. Bulls up.
And if I'm Charlie Henry, I'm drawing up a play again for Jarrell Eddy to take the shot up by the elbow there. When he looks like he's coming back into the game. If not, then have Michael Mulder go down by the baseline and hit the three that he's been hitting all night long over there on the left side.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Without a doubt.
Yeah, how do you like what you've seen in this quarter, Lydia?
I'm actually happy. I was a little fearful that they might be a little exhausted from their traveling, but they got it. They got it. They got this one.
Yeah, and so with 16 to shoot coming out of the timeout, it's going to be Wood inbounding. He finds C.J. Fair, who gets it back to Wood near side, guarded by Petrusik over to Fair, who's the fall with three.
Sweet.
Two, that's going to be
there he goes.
A score and one more. So with that, and one that will give CJ Fair a chance for another free throw. 21 to go here in quarter number three.
They got this.
79.
Fair takes it. And he makes the free throw.
And Roscoe Smith, or TJ Williams has now entered the game for the Swarm, along with Huff and Petrosic and Gill and Cat Barber, who's going to probably have the last shot, puts it up with seven to go. Just
nice.
A little
nice rebound by Ward.
Carrington Ward doesn't have a lot of time left, gets the shot off. It's good if it goes, but it doesn't go. And that'll finish quarter number three. We're getting a little bit closer to Big Macs, guys. 80-73, Windy City on top. We got to hit a break, but we'll be back for the fourth and final quarter of the season here on SportsTownChicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
And welcome back here. Fourth quarter. And the last quarter, barring overtime, that we're going to have in the Sears Center this season, guys. Windy City Bulls and Greensboro Swarm. Windy City with the 7-point lead, 80-73. And right now, if you had to pick a good candidate for player of the game, it looks like it's going to be Alex Hamilton. 14 points, 15 assists. He's just three rebounds away from a triple-double.
Exactly.
As it's Greensboro with it. Dawson.
And he's only been with the team for a very short time.
Far side, he finds Cole Huff, who's really short on that three, but they get their ball back, and Petrosic just misses there from three as well. Rebounded by Windy City. It's Carrington Ward bringing it up the court, finding Hamilton. Hamilton and draws a whistle. Looks that
way. For someone who hasn't that been with
gonna,
the bolt with Windy City for very long.
That one's going to go against number 22 on John Dawson of Swarm. Ball stays with the Bulls. Nice defense there. Bulls keep it. It's Johnson driving. Kicks it out to Wood.
Nice look.
To Ward. Just short on the three. It was a really wide open look there.
Bulls need to stay down there and try to get that defensive rebound. They were all running back already.
Quickly coming the other way. Wilkins from three. No good, and rebounded by Hamilton. A nice job there. He's two rebounds away from that triple-double now. Johnson drives.
No.
Offensive rebound, another rebound. And, back-to-back offensive rebounds, and couldn't get the putback to go down there for Carrington Ward. It's Wilkins bringing it back for the Swarm, and we have a whistle and a foul. That one's going to be a push on Michael Mulder, his first and the first fourth quarter foul for Windy City.
I don't know about that call. That could have gone either way.
I agree.
Like,
it most definitely could have
Mulder
gone
got pushed
way.
Over.
Agreed. But. And it'll be Thompson inbounding for the Swarm, finding Wilkins, holding it away from his body, keeping it away from Carrington Ward. Oof. And Huff,
there
nice steal by Hamilton. He'll take it himself and the whole way
boom.
For the lane.
Yes.
I
that
thought
was beautiful.
They
that
might
was
give a little
beautiful.
Whistle on that contact, but not there.
That was actually a beautiful, beautiful basket.
Beautiful steal and basket for Alex Hamilton. What more is he going to do tonight? Petrusik drives for the Swarm, loses the ball. It'll stay with Greensboro. 8.1 to shoot. 10:14 remaining here in quarter number four. So you're going to have to set up a pretty quick play here if you're Greensboro. Don't have a lot of time. Gets it inbound to Thompson. Drives. Whistle, and it's going to be another push.
Carrington
this
Ward.
This time it's on Carrington Ward.
That was
I believe that's number two on him.
I think so.
And number two on the Bulls this quarter.
Those are those ticky-tack stupid fouls that you shouldn't be committing down there under the paint.
So, not a game that you would say is in hand. Only a 9-point lead for you see. Petrusik thought about the three. As he was driving, he lost control. And now it's going to go back to Windy City. So,
and Alex
chance
Hamilton.
To take a double-digit lead here in this possession. But we have another whistle. That's going to be on Dawson, number 22 for the Swarm. And Cat Barber, a shooter back in for Greensboro as well. Hamilton's going to get the inbound for Bulls. Gets it to Wood. Wood dribbling with his right hand. Finds Mulder closest to our table here. Mulder waiting for the calling for the ball. And a tough tie up there, and it's going to be a jump ball.
He didn't look happy about it.
Second jump, or third jump ball, if you're counting the one to start the game. This time, it's Jalen Johnson facing off against Cat Barber, or Wilkins. So an even... what you would call a pretty evenly matched.
And the Bulls get the ball.
So Bulls have won them both. Mulder drives right-handed lane
nice.
In. And he
beautiful.
Gets the roll. Nice lay in there.
Good
by
job
Michael
using
Mulder.
That glass right there from Mulder.
84-73, 11-point lead for the Bulls. 9.5 to go here in regulation time as Cat Barber has it. Gets it back to Thompson, who had it slip out of his hands, but it'll stay with Greensboro, 7.7 to shoot.
Imagine if the glass wasn't there, like back in the day when it just was just a wicker basket. A lot of these shots wouldn't be going in.
Oh, yeah.
And we have a timeout on the floor here with 9:23 to go. And here in the Sears Center, they'll have the Buffalo Wild Wings race, but we will go to commercials. It's Windy City Bulls basketball on sports.chicago.com.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video. You'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
My name is Chris Labosco, and I do play-by-play for minor league hockey. It was while I was at the Illinois Media School that I got my first opportunity to do actual play-by-play in my first week of class. Through my time in class, I was able to improve as a broadcaster by learning how to use different equipment, how to set up for a remote broadcast, and how to prepare for each and every game that I would call. I even found an internship doing play-by-play for minor league baseball before graduating. If I never went to the Illinois Media School, I never would have found my passion.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Back here at the Sears Center in Hoffman Estates, it's Windy City Bulls basketball. Andy Baker here with you alongside Lydia Bialas and Kevin Palmer.
If you forget my name, you can just call me the bearded guy, the big bearded guy.
Oh, gee, you're going to own that, aren't you?
Right, I know a couple Palmers, but we just had an official review here. Our fine officiating crew, Donald Hudson, Andy Nagy, and Tyler Ricks, were reviewing the last play, and it has been confirmed. A play has been confirmed, and the ball will stay with the Swarm. 7.7 on the shot clock here with just under 9.5.
Great defense there. Bulls get the ball
What does it matter that it started with the Swarm? The Bulls stole it back right away.
And guess who stole it? Alex Hamilton.
Yeah, he's having himself a night. Ward down low to Jalen Johnson. Baseline. Spin move. Whistle.
Sweet.
Nice. That's a score. And one more.
That's what he needs to do.
That foul is going to go against Sam Thompson. That'll be number three on him. And number three on the Swarm, Jalen Johnson. One more shot. Just a little short there. And the rebound goes to Greensboro. 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. 86-73, Windy City building up that lead. Thompson down low to Petrusik. Ooh.
Both these teams
glides right in for a lay-in.
With both these teams being undermanned, they're both playing very hard and very aggressive.
Definitely.
And it's a good game going on here.
Right. These are a couple of the smallest availabilities I've seen, this whole season. Both teams really with limited rosters tonight, and especially after losing Mango Mathiang.
That was a good one.
Carrington from the outside.
Swarm are really hurting as Carrington Ward knocks down the long three. 89-75, Windy City with the lead. Trying to answer his Huff for the Swarm,
no answer.
A little short.
No answer there.
Rebounded by Windy City. It's Hamilton with it, taking it, fighting off Barber. I think that might go as a offensive foul, and that is what it was. It's going to be on Alex Hamilton. Looked a little bit like there might have been a little bit of acting there, but, hey, it worked this time. And the ball goes back to Greensboro. Cat Barber.
King of the flop.
Yeah, you should go try out on Broadway.
Or play for Cleveland.
LOL.
Is there a difference?
Barber puts up the short jumper, knocks it down. 89-77, Windy City with the lead. It's Alex Hamilton bringing it up to court as usual when he's in the action. Finds Jalen Johnson, who's tip-tip-tip-tip-a-roo, and it comes out. It's Cat Barber. Oh, my God. Talk about
and
cat
there
like,
we go.
Talk about cat-like back speed, there. But a miss. Rebounded by Windy City. Wood all the way across court. Finds Mulder just a little off from three. Petrusik fights with Jalen Johnson, but
Greensboro comes down with the ball. Cat Barber. Barber dribbling. Down to 10 on the shot clock as a three is put up and knocked down by John Dawson.
Brought this game within 9 now.
Yeah, brings it back to single digits. 89-80. Windy City, 6:39 to go here in quarter number 4. Trying to answer and doing so is Michael Mulder. Just 2.
Michael Mulder's having a very good night.
It is a good night for him, and it puts the Bulls lead back to 11.
Can you consider Michael Mulder and Alex Hamilton Batman and Robin?
Oh, definitely.
The dynamic duel, or you got to put Jarrell Eddy in that conversation as well?
Well, what I've been seeing, it's been Hamilton and Mulder.
Long pass there to Jalen Johnson. Couldn't quite handle it, and then couldn't get off as good of a shot as he originally wanted, and the ball goes out of bounds. Back to the Swarm. So another turnover. Got to be a little careful. Limit those turnovers here in the fourth quarter, guys, if you're Windy City. Cat Barber bringing it up for Greensboro. Down to 15 on the clock. Hamilton tried to step in there and get the steal, but it'll be Wilkins. Back to Barber for 3, just a little short. Rebounded by Wilkins, finds Thompson, long shot is good. And that one is a 3. 91-83, Bulls leading the Swarm as we have a timeout on the floor. It's Windy City Bulls basketball on SportsTownChicago.com.
Out of all the schools I applied to, Illinois Media School was the first to personally guide me through the financial aid process. Not only did the school offer classes in my field, but hands-on experience with all of today's modern broadcasting equipment. Illinois Media School gave me all the tools I needed to find a career in broadcasting. While in class, I worked one-on-one with real professionals in the television and radio industry. Job placement helped me find the perfect internship where I had real, on-the-job training. No other school offers a program as exciting and educational as this. My name is Mandy, and Illinois Media School helped me achieve my career in broadcasting.
I could have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. There's so many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School. You can go if you don't like the college that you go to, you don't like the major, or maybe you just want a fresh start for someplace new. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always...
Back at the Sears Center, Andy Baker here along with Kevin Palmer and Lydia Bylas. We only got 5 3/4 minutes to go here in our home season, guys. But hey, we're only 9 points away from Big Macs, and that is one of the most important things to
is it?
Pretty much everyone here, I know for sure. Heck yeah, it's a free dinner.
For those of you who live in the area.
Yes.
I don't think we call anyone by ours.
Oh, it doesn't work? It doesn't work in any other locations?
I don't think so. Not out by us on the south side.
I'm so sorry. Well, back to the action. It's Harris with the ball for Windy City. With foul. And that's going to be foul number 4 on Greensboro. Alex Hamilton will be inbounding for Windy City. Finds Mulder. It's going to be 14 to shoot. Mulder. Down low to Harris. Up with the lay-in.
That was sweet.
You said it exactly.
That was sweet.
93-83. 10-point advantage for Windy City.
It's going to be a sweet victory.
Yes, it will.
It'd be even a nice victory if we can give Hamilton 2 more rebounds, get that triple-double.
Oh, definitely.
Wilkins.
One more rebound.
He could do it.
And Petrasek really has been trying hard from 3.
There it is.
Just a little off.
Alex Hamilton just got his triple-double.
And that's it. Triple-double for Alex Hamilton here in the fourth quarter. 16 points, 15 boards, and or 15 assists, and 10 boards.
Yeah.
And one.
The rebound was the last thing there for him, as we have an and one.
Nice
foul is going to be on Dawson for the Swarm.
Nice power move by Drell Eddie to get into the basket there.
Move. Yes,
drawing
it was.
The foul.
And he gets a chance at one more from the line. 4:51 here to go here in quarter number four.
He's been really good from the free throw line tonight. He's been really good on the floor.
Yeah, he's been solid. And he hits another one there, 96-83. That's 22 for Drell Eddie here in this one, as Cat Barber brings it back up the floor for Swarm, finding Wilkins, back to Barber, drives, spins, he's double teamed, back out to Wilkins, finds Barber again. Wilkins, fall away Jay, knocks it down.
Wilkins has a nice fadeaway shot.
Yes, he does.
He's got that sweet motion, and it just goes in like butter.
Cat Barber with 25 right now for Greensboro, as Wilkins got a block there.
Harris
is muscled to the floor, and I think we're going to have a foul there.
The foul is on Tyler Harris. Tyler Harris is going to the line.
Tyler Harris going to take a couple free throws here. First one's a little off. And for Cat Barber, yeah, those 25 points he leads. He leads Greensboro. 11 assists as well. As the chicken dance
continues.
Plays again. Cat Barber. Moving right to left from our vantage point here. Drives off
and
the
misses.
Glass, but we have a whistle. And Barber hit the floor pretty hard. Hope he's doing all right. And he looks like he's going to be okay as he's helped up by Hamilton. That's the fourth foul. I'm going to be called on C.J. Fair of Windy City. And that's going to be foul number three on the Bulls here in the fourth quarter. Five fouls for Greensboro, three for Windy City. Just over 4 minutes to go, and Cat Barber shooting two. First one's no good. Thompson gets back to the floor for Greensboro. He'll replace LG Gill, who stepped in to Mango Matthews' spot after he was asked to leave the premises due to two technical fouls. Off another miss by Barber from the line, CJ Fair picks up the board. And Hamilton for Windy City drives, pulls it back out. Another drive, right-handed lay. And it's stolen by Swarm. Wilkins lost it for a second, finds Dawson, who just a little off from three.
If Dawson would have hit that, Damian Wilkins would have had a triple-double too tonight.
Oh, definitely.
I know.
Without a doubt.
That would have been nice. His uncle would have been happy. Would have been proud.
Dominique.
Inside, they find Tyler Harris for the nice lay-in. 1 point away, ladies and gentlemen. 99-85.
Those
Windy City.
Big Macs.
And we have a Bulls timeout. And so we will take a quick break here on SportsTownChicago.com. 99-85, Windy City Bulls with the lead here. It's Windy City Bulls basketball.
Time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting at the Illinois Media School's downtown Chicago campus. Call us at 312-884-8000 or visit 530 South State Street to learn how you can make your dreams of being on television and radio a reality. Don't take my word for it. Check out what some industry professionals said about the Illinois Media School.
Jonathan Hood, ESPN 1000.
People often ask me, Hoodie, how can I be a sports radio guy like you? I tell them it takes drive and determination, and you need to learn how it all works. You can learn to be a sports talk show host, a producer, do play-by-play, and shoot and edit video.
you'll have a chance to get internships at stations where you can tap into the knowledge of industry pros. With job placement assistance, you can start your new career in 1 year. It's a great school to get the hands-on training you need for a broadcasting career, doing what you love. They have affordable tuition and financial aid for those who qualify. So don't waste another minute.
Back to the action here at the Sears Center. It's Greensboro basketball. Wilkins. Dawson finds Wilkins in the far corner. He drives a little spin move to the near corner for three. It's Kat Barber. Bang, it's good. 99-88, a 11-point Windy City lead here. 2:50 to go in quarter number four. It's Hamilton. Or check that, Mulder finds Hamilton. Hamilton facing up on Thompson. Hamilton spins by him and jams it.
That was.
McDonald's, get your grills ready, fired up, because you're going to have 3,000 Big Macs to give the fans.
Booyah! I agree. And a three-point response is not going to happen there for Wilkins. Rebounded by Hamilton, and the Bulls spring it back the other way. That was a nice jam there. Capping off a beautiful night for
the guy who's the player
Alex
of the
Hamilton
game
III.
Gives the Big Macs to the fans. Unbelievable.
Right. That's the best way you can do it, too. Just jamming.
Oh, and at the buzzer.
Three for a draw, Eddie. Just beating the 24-second shot clock. And we are under 2 minutes now here in quarter number four. Only a minute 45 remaining in our home basketball season here. We just want to say how much we've enjoyed having all our wonderful fans here joining us for all our games on SportsTownChicago.com, and we hope to have you back with us next season. And I know I've enjoyed this time, and I'm sure both of you guys have as well.
Both you gentlemen.
Thank you, Lydia. We've enjoyed having you here as well.
It's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has. A minute and a half left, and it's like Harris headed to the line for a couple.
Windy City Bulls fans are going to go home happy, it looks like.
Oh, most 105, definitely.
105-88, minute 33 left.
But we'll just leave the Sears Center with a little tear, but after this wonderful experience.
Harris hits them both, 106-88. Windy City looks like they have this one in hand as Wilkins finds Dawson. A corner three is off
there
and rebounded by Jarrell Eddy, who finds Hamilton, will slowly dribble it up court.
Nothing's falling for Greensboro now. They're rushing their shots.
Yeah, they're trying to get off as many shots as they can, and they're not necessarily the most accurate as Harris drives. Finds Eddy baseline.
There we go.
It's good, and he goes up and under with it.
27 points there for Jarrell Eddy.
Well, a couple weeks ago when I interviewed Coach, he did say the other players would get a chance.
As Kat Barber off from three there.
Four guys in double digits. Look like it would be great if C.J. Fair can hit one more shot before this game's over.
That would be great.
Five guys in double digits.
And two of them who just recently joined.
Yeah, and like we said, to think we were debating whether or not they'd be a little tired coming into this game.
They were not tired.
No, they were not. They wanted to put on a show for the fans who really deserved it. As Dawson gets the lay in there. 20 seconds to go. 108-90 Windy City. Looks like they might just dribble this one out, although the shot clock is going to expire prior to the game clock expiring.
And there it goes.
But that is going to do it. So
game's
shot clock
over.
Violation. It'll be Greensboro ball for the last 2.5 seconds of this game. What a game, guys.
It's been amazing.
They actually put another little bit of a half a second on the clock.
Yeah, half a second back to the clock. Three to go. Those last three will tick off. 108-90, Windy City Bulls picking up their win in their last home game of the season.
I knew it could be done.
Improving the record to 24-26 on the season. We got a
franchise record of winning in the season. Most wins in the season. They did it.
Well, that's great.
They did it.
That is wonderful. And we're going to keep it right here at the Sears Center. Guys, give me your thoughts on the game, what you thought. We'll start with you, Kevin. How'd you like the play by both teams, really?
I love the play by both teams. They both came out aggressive. They played hard basketball. This was a good game to watch. Alex Hamilton, it was a delight. I mean, it was a breath of fresh air for this Windy City Bulls team. And imagine if he was here all season long with them, how much more wins they might have had.
He's only been about a month. He's only been here with the Bulls for about a month. And I saw it a month ago when I interviewed him. I knew he was going to do something amazing for the team. And he has. He's proven it. In a month, he's proven it.
Yeah. And we are joined by that man, that hero of the game, with 18 points, 16 assists, and 11 boards. Alex Hamilton joins us here at the scorer's table. What a game for you, Alex. How'd that feel for you? I heard you guys got in at about 2 in the morning.
Yeah, it was a long trip after a tough loss in Fort Wayne. But we knew what we had to do, come and protect home court as our season comes to an end.
You sure weren't tired at all.
Alex, congratulations on tonight.
I knew it
a month ago when I interviewed you.
Yeah.
So how do you feel after the success you've had?
I feel good. At first, it was a lot of up and downs, but I just had to stick with it. My teammates were behind me. Coaching staff was behind me. And it all came together at the end. I wish we could have made the playoffs, had a longer season,
see
what this team could do in the playoffs. But it is what it is, and we have to take it with what it is.
And your family's definitely proud of you tonight.
Yeah, for sure.
I called it a month ago.
Congratulations, Alex. Good game.
Appreciate it.
Good job. Triple-double. I see that your team rallies around your energy, and you bring out. It looks like you pride yourself on that. I watched you on the whole game up and down the floor. You played one hell of a game, and that energy led your team to this 108-90 victory. Do you pride yourself on that energy and making sure your teammates know that you're there for them?
Yeah, I really do. I feel like as the point guard goes, the team goes. So it's my duty as a point guard to just bring that energy every night and try to get my teammates going too.
All right. Thank you.
Well, congratulations on a great season. Great performance tonight. Player of the game, Alex Hamilton. Thanks for joining us here on Windy City Bulls Basketball.
Thank you.
And final thoughts, guys. Wrap up the season, you know, just all our experiences here with this with the Illinois Media School program and everything. Just was a great season.
Yes, it was.
Great for all these guys, Alex Hamilton included, just to improve, just building on their careers with every game. And they've got to
send it up.
We got to send it up to our friends Andrew Johnson and Alex Reed and everyone at the post game show.
Mm-hmm.
Up to you guys.
It'll be kind of interesting to see how the players all play out, but you know, I've been so impressed by a lot of the resiliency of the team, really coming out and showing a lot of toughness, a lot of drive, and a lot of, I don't know, heart in a game where that's really difficult. A game where you know you're out of playoff position, you know that the team that you're playing against is out of playoff position. It's really tough. What are your takeaways, Chuck?
Well, my takeaways, I think, from this game, when you look at, I think just